He's worthy of your praise. He's worthy of your praise. Come on now. Come on now. He's worthy. Come on. He's worthy. Father, less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, I declare and decree that this word shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, I declare and decree that this word shall fall on good ground. Good ground. Good ground. Good ground. Good ground. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. I declare and decree, oh God. Ha, he shall. Come on, somebody, just begin to magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, just begin to magnify the Lord. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now. Good morning. Good morning. Hey, glory. Now listen. Make sure that you share the broadcast. Come on now. Let your people know. Grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is that you drink in the morning. And let's give the devil a migraine that he will not be able to recover from. Come on now. Father, I thank you. Less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Father, I prophesy no weapon formed against you will prosper. Every device, every weapon, every plan that the enemy has tried to devise is already ineffective, inoperable, and paralyzed against you. Oh, my God, my God. Your money is being loosed. Your finances, your debt cancellation is being loosed. Oh, come on, somebody. Woo! Your sound mind. High glory. Your sound mind. Your sound mind. He says, I didn't give you a spirit of fear, but I gave you power, love, and a sound mind. Father, I thank you that right now you are releasing the sound mind. Father, you said, put on the mind of Christ. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that we put on the mind of Christ today. High glory. We tighten up our, Father, we tighten up our armor today, oh God. Ha, Father, and we declare and decree, it's already done. Woo, come on, somebody, it's already done. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me. Oh, come on now, someone type, it is so, it's already done. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Let me just type this right here. Come on now, it's already done. Our glory, I'm going to capitalize. It's already done. It is so. Come on now. Get that up in your spirit. It is so. Come on now. Ooh, well, listen. I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning will not be my opinion, but it shall be the word, because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. Oh, my God. See, you cannot separate God from his word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. See, it was with him at the beginning, and the word was God. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, Father, we just thank you. Father, I declare and decree that as they receive this word, Father, you're going to heal, save, and deliver in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen. Good morning, Jasmine Candles. Amen, amen. I want to thank you for joining in. But listen, grab your Bibles, your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is you drink in the morning. Let's go to the Word.
Ah, 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 ah.
the less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground, and we'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen and amen. Now listen, we've been activating this word about getting the understanding that your inheritance is connected to your sonship. You must understand and realize that you're a son of God, and that this season that we are in. Now remember, he said in 5784 that it would be your season of favor and the greater, according to Psalms chapter 5, verse 12. For the Lord will bless the righteous with favor, and he will compass, he will surround and submerge them with his favor like a shield. Then he said in Haggai chapter 2, verse 9, that the glory of this latter house, you, because the Bible says that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost, that the glory of you, the latter house, shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts, and in this place will I give peace. Now, when you see this word peace, it is shalom in Hebrew, which means nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing out of place, complete wholeness. That's what he said in 5784. But then he comes back in 2024, and he says that 2024 will be your season of obedience to new beginnings through Ezekiel chapter 36. Okay, he says, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, verse 25, and you shall be clean. A new heart will I also give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my word, and you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. So the promise is that as we obey God in this season, my sheep hear my voice, and the stranger they will not follow. As we obey the voice and the word of the Lord, it is activating, it is opening up, it's causing God to prove himself to you by putting you in a new land, refreshing and restoring and renewing your spirit and your heart. But then, see, oh my God. But here's what you got to get. That while he's doing all this, oh my God, you are becoming the new man. See, you're in a new season, in a new, you're going to a new land, and you're going to be a new man. Ladies, you know when I say man, it had nothing to do with gender. Okay, he's shot. Woo, my God, because God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Okay, but oh my God, whoo, my God, oh my God, let me get here. Oh my God, I believe it was 2 Corinthians, amen. And we're going to go here, 2 Corinthians, and I want to say, good morning, Bishop Simmons, 2 Corinthians, amen. I think it's 2 Corinthians here, because you are new. Yes, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Now, I want you to go here. All right. And this word is just for you, Bishop Apostle Simmons. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. High glory. Yes, woo, come on. Someone type, it is so, right now. Come on now. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Okay, here we go. All right. Because what this new door, this new season that you're going into. Woo, daughter Angela. Oh, my God. There you are. Here we go. Just in time, daughter Angela. This word's just for you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Now, listen. Oh, high glory. And Angela, I hear the word of the Lord saying that he is restoring you. High glory. He's wiping away the past. He's giving you a new clean slate. And you are going to go forth. Listen, daughter, you're going forth in ministry, in the balance of spirit and ministry. The balance, okay? Woo, my God. The Bible says that God, he hates unjust weights. He's going to give you balance in this season, Angela. And what he's doing in your life, oh my God, old things, how glory. You will no longer be recognized by your past, but you'll be, woo, you are going to inspire because of the newness that God is causing you to walk through right now. Woo, my God. Okay, someone type, everyone type, I'm new, it is so. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, look at verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, if anyone be in Christ, Bishop Simmons, Apostle Simmons, woo, this is for you. If any man be in Christ, come on now, Quinteros. Woo, my God, new money, new wealth. Woo, my new ideas, high glory, new businesses. Woo, my God, if any man be in Christ, here's the qualifier. You must be in Christ. Oh, my God. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or creation. Old things are destroyed. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. Now, he said that to say this. And, because he wasn't done speaking, and all things are of God who hath reconciled us. Now listen, I want you to get this by the prophetic, by this prophetic release right now. And when I say it, I want you to repeat it and type it down. He said, now look, he has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and given us the ministry of reconciliation. This word reconciliation in the Greek means, listen, I'm going to type it, restored to favor. Woo! Someone type, I'm restored, it is so. Oh, my God. Woo, my God. This word reconciliation, the ministry of reconciliation is you are being restored to favor and you are being restored in the favor. Woo, my God. Oh, my God. See this word reconciliation is the katalage of God, which means, listen, restoration to favor and the restoration of the favor of God to you. Woo, my God. All things are passed away. Angela, the restoration of favor is being restored in your life. Quinteros, Chet and Martha, the restoration of favor of God in your life. Bishop Simmons, the restoration of favor in your life. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Now listen, oh my God, my God. See, it's a ministry. He says everything because you have allowed God to take you through the fire and through the water. But now he's brought you out into your place of wealth. Psalm 66, I brought you out into a wealthy place. Now your wealthy place, now listen, whoo, my God, is dependent on your seed time and harvest, okay? Now listen, oh my God, he shot it about. Woo, my God, you better get this today. See, listen, because it came out of the mouth of the prophet, the Bible says, if you receive the prophet, in the name of a prophet, you shall receive the prophet's reward. And the reward is, I've declared it, it is so, now sow a seed into it. Oh my God, see? Oh my God, this is how God works. See, the Bible says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not stop. Good morning, Corey. You must get in on this favor, Corey. Hey, my God, somebody better get this. If you do not sow seed, you can't reap this harvest, okay? Woo, my God. No seed time, no harvest time. Listen, use my Cash App this morning. $ Prophet Bryant 2023. Sow your seed into your restoration because now remember, you said, I receive it. It is so. Okay, when you receive it, now you sow seed into it. And then God, according to, now listen, Here's the kicker. Because you're doing it into my hand, it's called teruma. And when you do the teruma, the Bible says, Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30. And you shall give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he may cause the blessing, that he, the prophet, may cause the blessing to rest. This is going to be a season of rest in your life. No, you're going to have sweatless victory because you're not working in the old power. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. This blessing is resting in your house. Lift your hands. Father, I declare and decree, everyone who sows the seed right now into the Cash App $ Prophet Brian 23, into my hand, I declare they're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going out, blessed coming in. Woo! Everything that their hands touch is blessed. Wherever the soles of their feet shall tread is blessed. Father, I declare and decree, Deuteronomy chapter 1, that you increase them 1,000 times greater. Woo! 1,000 times greater today, not tomorrow, today. They're getting their daily bread. Their restoration has already come in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen, amen. Listen, if you don't have Cash App and you rather use the Zelle of the ministry. Amen. Restored, MININTL at gmail.com. Just say seed to the prophet. Amen. Seed to the prophet. Listen, this is how God, see, you're gonna sow your way out. And by the time you look up, by the time we get, listen, Passover is happening next month. And we're gonna be doing a live service next month. I want my people to be there. Oh my God, because we are going to blow the lids off the limits. No more limits in your life in Jesus' mighty name. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Amen and amen. Listen, watch what God does in your life. See, now, high glory, now you can tell God, prove yourself, God, and open up to me the windows of heaven and pour out, pour. I declare and decree, you're going to have 7 days of nonstop pouring. And in the city where you live, it's going to rain, and it's not even going to be the time and season of rain. It's going to begin raining for the next 7 days. You're going to see rain in your cities so God can let you know he heard and saw your seed. In Jesus' name, be blessed.